Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Ty Hawkins at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. A man was shot and killed last night in downtown St. Louis. That shooting happened around 9 last night on North 8th Street between Olive and Pine. Police say the victim was in his 20s. He was shot several times and died at the location. No word yet on any arrests or what led to the shooting. Three people were killed and another person injured in a late-night accident. It was around 10:30 last night on North 14th Street near I-64 in downtown St. Louis. Police say several vehicles were involved in the crash. The start of a busy holiday travel season is here. St. Louis Lambert International Airport expects to see more than 40,000 travelers between today and Sunday. Nationwide, AAA expects 4.5 million Americans to fly to their Thanksgiving destinations. That's up 8% versus last year and is nearly the same as that volume in 2019 before the pandemic. This year is projected to be the third busiest year for overall Thanksgiving travel since AAA started tracking the numbers in 2000. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, a chilly start to Wednesday morning leads to mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Mild temperatures with highs in the low 60s. Some light rain Thanksgiving morning with scattered showers throughout the day. Good news for Black Friday shoppers waiting outdoors in line. No rain. Expect highs in the low 50s. Rain could return Saturday while Sunday looks dry and breezy. Enjoy temperatures in the low 50s.